This is John Batzer, a conversation with colleague John Hardy of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies about weather in Ukraine, on the front around Pokrovsk and elsewhere. This is the fighting in the Donbass. The weather, foggy, rain, snow showers, very cold. What advantage and disadvantage that gives to the Russian attackers? And as winter closes in, what advantage and disadvantage does the changing season give to the defenders? It is John to be very fundamental about battlefields right now in Europe, as there have been for several hundred years, maybe several thousand years, the weather. Much more of this tonight about the fight in eastern Ukraine, sabotage in Poland, and a promise of jet aircraft from Paris. More tonight.
Yeah, that's absolutely a factor. And the Russians often will time their assaults during poor weather, rain, fog, etc., which can impede Ukrainian aerial reconnaissance and FPV drone crews, bombers, etc. But you know, on the flip side is that poor weather can also give some reprieve to the Ukrainian defenders, you know, allowing them to rotate positions or evacuate casualties or supply troops, what have you. So it's kind of a double-edged sword, but I think in general it does kind of this time of year where you have poor weather frequently is a boon to the Russians. That said, over the winter, I think it'll become a bit tougher for the Russians, not least because you have now foliage pretty much all gone from trees, so that provides less concealment and cover from Ukrainian aerial reconnaissance and drones.